Dom Prosper Garanger, Venerable Dom Prosper Garanger, one of the greatest liturgists of the last two centuries, going on to three centuries, in his article about today's saint, about which a lot is known, but not a lot is known, reminds us something that I have told you here before, that saints are to be admired and emulated, but not imitated. And today is one of those saints, Saint Alexius. Saint Alexius was the son of a wealthy senator of Rome in the early days of the church, in the 4th century, in fact. And he was supposed to marry this wonderful young woman with whom he was in love, and she was in love with him. But at the same time, it was also, as in those days, it was a family business, marriage, and all kinds of contracts and inheritances and so forth were set aside. Well, the night before the wedding, Saint Alexius received some lights from God, and yet while the bride was in the church waiting for him, he ran away. Like I said, saints are not always to be imitated. Don't try doing that nowadays. You could get sued for one thing, but on the other hand, it could be very, in a sense, it could be something that's very unjust and not holy. But when God calls, you need to follow. And so he went to the east, where he basically disappeared. Nobody knew who he was, that he was the son of a wealthy senator, a powerful senator. And of course, he let his hair grow and his beard grow. He looked like a bum, and nobody knew him. And for 17 years, he stayed away. Now, of course, nobody says anything about the poor bride. Maybe she joined the nunnery, which probably would have been the thing to do in those days, because it was such a shame to be left stranded at the altar, jilted, as we say nowadays, that she would have not been able to do anything. It was a horrible thing. I mean, it is not something that we need to imitate, but at the same time, there are many, many lessons to be learned. Well, 17 years passed. Whatever she did, I don't know. Hopefully she's a saint in heaven too. Saint Alexius' father, who used to hand out food to the poor in a portico right underneath the staircase of the home that they had in Rome, continued to do so, even though his own heart was broken. Some things that some people do are very hurtful, and they cannot be easily forgiven nor forgotten. So anyway, 17 years passed by, and this beggar comes to his house, his own house, but he is so different that the father does not recognize him. So then what happens? For 17 more years, St. Alexius sleeps in the porch and goes around the city begging for alms, for food, and everything else that he needed, which was granted to him. And in fact, he died, and it was only at the night before his death. These people had very powerful dreams, obviously. But the night before his death, the father is told by God in a dream, the man that you have been showing your charity to in these last 17 years is your son, Alexius. And of course, he was totally flabbergasted by this. Imagine what you or I would do. First of all, I would take a cane and beat the smithereens out of him, but he didn't do this. He is a lot better than I am. And so that night, St. Alexius died, and all of a sudden he was transformed, and he was buried there in a church which to this day bears his name. He's a very popular saint in Rome. Many thousands, in fact, millions of Catholics from the whole world for 1700 years have been going to visit his tomb. And so today, as we celebrate this feast, we realize with St. Timothy and St. Peter that the things of this world are not the things that we should be going after. It is the things of God, the things of heaven. So St. Peter, as a very good Jew, and anyone who is familiar with the Hebrew culture and the scriptures, asks our Lord, "We have given up everything for thee. What is in it for us?" And our Lord says, "For those of us who have given, for those of you who have given up everything, you will sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel." And of course, there were the 12 apostles, and Jesus would have been sitting on the high throne with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So what a wonderful message for today's Mass, that God must come first, no matter what. And we need to follow Him and continue to follow Him in good times and in bad. And of course, the readings of today and all the messages of the saints for today lead us to this wonderful reality that St. Alexius, despite the fact that he seemed to have done something which was wrong, did what God wanted him to do. And sometimes God wants us to do something which appears to be wrong, but we must follow Him nevertheless. Today, as we honor the Infant of Prague, Jesus the High Priest, and the priesthood, and the Eucharist, all of them one thing, and the same person, the Eternal Son of God, and the Son of Mary, let us pray particularly for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life in this parish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.